and welcome to the ESVS podcast. I'm Susanna Stockmans.
And I am Laurence Bertrand. Today, we are going to discuss another Editor's Choice article. The title is Association of Pedal Acceleration Time with Healing and Amputation-Free Survival in Patients with Ulceration and Gangrene by Odette Hart et al. From the University of Auckland and by Kato Hospital in Hamilton, New Zealand. The article was published as an Editor's Choice in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery in October 2024. Let's start by looking at what this paper has to add.
This study adds to the growing evidence that PAT may be a useful non-invasive perfusion tool for patients with ulceration and gangrene. The study highlights that the PAT is associated with healing and amputation-free survival. This knowledge provides avenues for further research into PAT and an opportunity for clinicians to incorporate PAT into clinical practice when other non-invasive perfusion modalities are limited.
What was the stated objective of this study?
The objective of this study was to report the association between PAT and wound healing, amputation-free survival, and mortality at 1 year.
And what exactly is the pedal acceleration time, this PAT you mentioned?
Pedal acceleration time, formerly called plantar acceleration time, was first published in 2019 and uses direct duplex ultrasound of pedal arteries to determine foot perfusion. The theory behind PAT is that the severity of PAD can be quantified based on flow within the pedal arteries, as the time in milliseconds from the onset of systole to the peak of systole in the mid artery. And PAT is explored in several arteries in the foot, the arcuate and first dorsal metatarsal, medial plantar, lateral plantar and deep plantar. PAT is stratified as category 1, which is asymptomatic, between 20 and 120 milliseconds. Category 2, mild ischemia, between 121 and 180 milliseconds. Category 3, moderate ischemia, between 181 and 224 milliseconds. And category 4, which is chronic limb-threatening ischemia, above 225 milliseconds. PAT has a significant linear correlation with ABI in patients with and without diabetes mellitus and can be measured regardless of digit or transmetatarsal amputation. Previous studies have suggested that there is an association between PAT and wound healing, major limb amputation and limb salvage. These studies have provided early evidence that PAT may have prognostic value and clinical usefulness as a lower limb perfusion tool, including evaluating the success of revascularization. However, these study cohorts have been small with relatively short follow-up periods or excluded patients with diabetes. Thus, despite the proposed utility of PAT, it has not yet been extensively studied in relation to clinical outcomes for patients with and without diabetes.
Who were performing the PAT measurements in this study?
PAT measurement was conducted in the vascular laboratory by experienced vascular sonographers with more than 10 years' experience in vascular ultrasound imaging. These sonographers underwent supervised competency training in PAT scanning technique, including 20 supervised examinations of pedal artery duplex. Subsequently, all patients underwent a detailed lower limb duplex ultrasound of the aortoiliac, femoral popliteal, and infrapopliteal arteries.
What patients were included in the study?
This is a prospective observational study. All patients who underwent PAT at a single tertiary center, the Waikato Hospital in Hamilton, New Zealand, between January 1, 2020 and June 30, 2022, were assessed for eligibility. Patients who presented with lower limb ulceration or gangrene were included, regardless of infection status of wounds. An index wound was assigned for each limb with recording of wound location type, with ulceration or gangrene, and presence or absence of infection. The wound and infection grade at presentation were established using the wound ischemia and foot infection Wi-Fi classification criteria. Admitted patients were reviewed daily during their inpatient stay and then every 2 to 4 weeks after discharge by the vascular unit until complete healing. Inpatient and outpatient management followed best practice multidisciplinary team involvement, including podiatry, vascular surgeon, diabetologist, wound care nurse, and offloading measures. If a limb required revascularization, all percutaneous and surgical revascularization procedures were recorded, and a final post-revascularization PAT was obtained.
Which PAT value was used in the study?
The final PAT value was defined as the PAT at presentation for limbs that were not revascularized. For revascularized limbs, the PAT within 2 weeks after revascularization was obtained. Whether or not the patient underwent revascularization was not clearly stated in the study protocol. The best PAT in one artery within the foot was used for analysis.
Was the statistical approach robust?
The study applied a robust statistical approach, including fine-grained competing risk model for wound healing, adjusting for the competing risk of death, logistic regression for amputation-free survival at 1 year, Koch's proportional hazards model for mortality, and the authors adjusted for key confounders, including diabetes status and Wi-Fi wound and infection grades. They did not include the Wi-Fi ischemia grade.
So overall, how many patients were actually enrolled in the study?
From January 2020 to June 2022, 432 patients underwent PAT in 525 limbs. Overall, 153 patients with 201 limbs were excluded, mostly because the patient didn't have tissue loss in 179 limbs. Others were excluded because the ulcers were from venous or mixed pathology. 14 patients with 17 limbs did not have a post-revascularization PAT measurement and were excluded therefore, resulting in the inclusion of 265 patients with 307 limbs with ulceration or gangrene. The median patient age was 71 years. 63.4% were men, 74% had diabetes, and 20% had end-stage renal failure. Interestingly, this is the largest cohort for PAT evaluation to date. A little over half of the limbs, a total of 163, had undergone revascularization, mostly endovascular, precisely 42.5% category 1, 73.3% category 2, 70.6% category 3, and 48% of limbs in category 4. Age increased as the final PAT category increased. Limbs without ultrasound presence of significant atherosclerotic disease were predominantly in category 1, while limbs with multilevel femoral popliteal and infrapopliteal atherosclerosis were predominantly in category 4.
What was the association of pedal acceleration time and wound healing at 1 year?
For index wounds that healed within 1 year, the median time to healing was 19.1 weeks. The proportion of wound healing at 1 year decreased as the final PAT category increased. Healing in PAT category 1 was 72.6% and 16% in category 4. After adjusting for presenting Wi-Fi wound grade, Wi-Fi infection grade, and diabetes, higher PAT categories had slower time to healing at 1 year compared with PAT category 1. Hazard ratios for lower wound healing rates were 0.62 for category 2, 0.21 for category 3, and 0.12 for category 4 compared to category 1. Subanalysis of the cohort with diabetes also demonstrated slower time to healing for higher final PAT categories compared with PAT category 1.
And what was the association of pedal acceleration time and amputation-free survival at 1 year?
Patients who were alive without a major limb amputation at 1 year had a lower median final PAT compared with those who had a major limb amputation or died at 1 year. After adjusting for Wi-Fi wound and infection grades and for diabetes, there was a higher risk of major limb amputation or death at 1 year for PAT categories 2 to 4 compared with category 1. Odds ratios were 2.86 for category 2, 5.1 for category 3, and 12.59, which is 12 to 13 times higher risk for category 4 compared to category 1.
And lastly, what was the association of pedal acceleration time and death at 1 year?
A total of 93 patients died within 1 year, which is 30.3%. These patients had a higher median final PAT compared with patients who were alive at 1 year. After adjusting for presenting Wi-Fi wound and infection grades and for diabetes, an increase in final PAT category was associated with lower survival at 1 year compared with PAT category 1. The proportion of deaths at 1 year were 20.7% for category 1, 38.4% for category 2, 41.2% for category 3, and a worrisome 64% for category 4. Thus, risk of death at 1 year was 1.89 times higher for category 2 compared to category 1, 2.37 times higher for category 3, and 4.52 times for category 4. Patients with and without diabetes had similar mortality at 1 year. Of note, a sensitivity analysis using the worst PAT measurement for the foot was performed additionally and showed similar results for healing, amputation-free survival, and death at 1 year.
Thank you for summarizing that for us, Susanna. Can we move on to the limitations? What are the limitations of this study?
This study is a single-center design, so results may not be generalizable to other populations. Besides, performing PAT measurements is operator-dependent and requires significant training and experience, making it challenging to implement in daily practice. The authors state that not all patients with wounds underwent PAT due to practical limitations, including patients admitted or discharged on weekends, and a reliance on non-contact imaging during COVID-19 lockdown. It was not stated how many data was missed because of this reason. There is also a technical limitation in that low amplitude monophasic flow was assigned a default value of 300 milliseconds, which places patients in category 4, and this could skew category 4 results.
What do these results mean for our clinical practice, Susanne?
PAT could become a valuable adjunct in the vascular surgeon's toolkit. It addresses gaps left by ABI in toe pressure, especially in diabetic patients with medial artery calcification. PAT's ability to assess pedal perfusion directly makes it a promising option for managing chronic limb-threatening ischemia. However, there is not yet a clearly established threshold of PAT to indicate sufficient or insufficient perfusion for ulcer healing, and thus to indicate whether or not there's a reason for revascularization. As of yet, PAT is not a marker of the degree of limb ischemia and of generalized atherosclerotic disease.
Thank you for that insight. Let's, before we finish this podcast, do one more summary, taking a look at what are the take-home messages for this study.
PAT emerges as a compelling adjunct to current perfusion modalities, particularly in diabetic and CLTI patients. In the future, it may guide decisions on revascularization and wound management when other tests are inconclusive, and may help assessing how successful the revascularization procedure has been, complementary to imaging alone. However, real-world implementation needs multicenter validation and broader standardization of training.
We encourage all our listeners to read the complete article. We will link the complete article in the show notes below. For more discussion on key papers and other vascular podcasts coming up soon, tune in. In the meantime, please follow us on our socials to stay updated on new releases. Bye.